Secretary of Treasury to do all he can not to ask any government financing except just where he has to refinance something that's due, not go out in the market bending new money, not selling new participations, not selling any new federal land banks or things of that kind that can be held up. So we'll take some of the heat off of this securities market. Third, I'm asking the Federal Reserve to try to cooperate and bring these interest rates down. And I'm doing that publicly, and I've talked to them individually, too. Now, I want the Congress to just do two things. I don't want them to do anything unless I can get it, but I gathered I can, and I want it quick as I can. Russell thinks they can act very quickly, and his committee says every Democrat will be for it, and Williams will be for it, and Dirksen has indicated that if we'll make it inoperative, he'll be for it. Two things. One, suspend the investment credit bonus. We give them 7% now if they'll go and build a plant or buy equipment. Now, they already buying so damn much at $61 billion from 48 up to 61. We want them to cool that off some. So we're going to take that 7% off until January 68, just 16 months. We'll need it when we get out of Vietnam, but we don't need it now, and it's heating things up, and all of them are going borrowing this extra money, and that'll take some of the pressure off there. To suspend the accelerated depreciations on big buildings. A lot of commercial buildings they're building, and they're up 28% this year. And that makes construction tight, and that makes wage markets tight, and that makes money that they got to go borrow from insurance companies and banks tight. So we say we like to do that, but we've overdone it now. And we're going to have a $750 billion gross national product, and we got to cool it off, and all of our economists are universal, and that's what ought to be done. So we're going to try to get the Congress to do those two things.
Now, what's the second one again? Suspend accelerated what?
Depreciation.
Accelerated depreciation.
You see, when you get ready to build a $500 million building, a project some kind, we say if you go do it that you can speed it up, depreciate it in 6-7 years. It used to be 20.
Yep.
So we say now we won't do that on any new buildings from today on for 16 months because we don't want any built. And we think that's preferable to OPA and WPB saying you got to get a permit to build one. We just say we won't give you a bonus to build one. If you want to build one, you can go and do it. But we think a lot of them will wait till they get this bonus. Same way with buying equipment, investment credit. Now, we think that'll cool things off some, and we want it so we can get it fast because it won't do us any good psychologically if it gets debated around. Then, when we get our appropriation bills, and we get our estimate on supplementals from Westmoreland and the Joint Chiefs. The Ways and Means Committee will have executive hearings, probably in October or depends on when you get the appropriation bills down here.
Yeah.
Then we'll get with the Democrats and decide what kind of bill we got to have, if any, what it'll be. But there's no use of scaring everybody, saying I'm going to have a big tax bill, and then they go to Lee Metcalf and say, are you going to support Johnson's big tax bill? And he says yes. Then his opponent says Lee Metcalf's running on a high tax bill. So I'm going to say that I'm going to do whatever is necessary, but I want these two things now. And as soon as Congress tells me what's appropriated, why, we'll tell them.
Fine. Now, do you want Dick and me to get out and see you too?
Yes, I think it would be good if you could, if you feel like I need to tell Dick that I'm going to withhold these appropriations.
Yep.
And I think nearly everybody wants me to do it.
Yes,
and I need to tell you these two things. If you all are too busy, you be your own judge.
Yes, sir. We'll do our best to be there.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.